You're listening to the Closing Market Report for a Thursday afternoon. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this marketplace and what farmers might consider doing and how they have to change their habits because of a large crop and big carryouts and what that means in the marketplace. Maybe talk about the carry and what it might mean for farmers and the way they market and how you view corn at this time.
Well, corn is just going to be a real struggle, I think, to get anything going. I mean, I think maybe demand's strong enough to maybe hold things kind of where they're at. Farmer selling has been fairly limited through the season. But unfortunately, farmers don't raise corn to hold the whole year. So we all know that's going to have to come out to the market. They're going to have to generate some revenue to produce a new crop. And the market knows it's out there. Demand, I think, is improving. I think there's improvement in the livestock sector, feed usage demand. Exports, there is a window in here for us to sell some exports. I think just about any export trader will tell you that there's room here for us to maybe get some business in here. And, of course, today's weekly ethanol report, we've got ethanol production back right up against yearly highs that were made back in last January. So we are slowly finding our way here to kind of grind higher. Today was a lower day. I think it's more of a consolidation. I think we've had a couple, 3 days here of kind of a consolidation developing, a flag formation off of the price reversal up that we had on the November after the November crop report last Friday. My guess is the market's going to regroup here. Maybe we could get a decent set of weekly export sales tomorrow. Just something we need to kind of kick this market back up and you know, put it in a little better technical shape that we could maybe close out the month higher and maybe get something going here going into Thanksgiving. From a historical point of view, sometimes Thanksgiving rally is a rally to sell. And I would say if we could get something like that to materialize, farmers that need to move inventory for one reason or the other, either yet this year or early next year, might want to consider taking a look at whatever the market kind of offers us at this point in time.
So not even an upside objective on that one. Just if it rallies, go ahead and make
a
sale.
I'll give them an upside. I mean, okay. I do think, well, first thing we got to do is we get December corn to kind of pop above this 40 area. I do think technically your chart types will look for something to run right on into the 450s. And then we'll have to go from there. But that would be the first step I would be looking at. You could probably look at the carry for a March contract. I think they're maybe back into the mid-60s. That might be a good place to do a winter sale to try to capture some of the carry on your home stored stuff. But that'd be about my guess for right now anyway.
And then do you have a different view of the soybeans?
Soybeans are in better shape technically and even fundamentally. We do have China in the market. I think everybody's expecting to see a decent export sales here tomorrow morning. The problem with the export demand is that we're so front-loaded, and if South America would go ahead and have a big crop, I don't think your selling opportunities are going to be very good during the spring months. So I guess, if we could get these beans to kind of pop up, I guess my objective in the January contract would be try to get up there something in the 1340s would be a spot to be looking at maybe moving some inventory. if you wanted to look at something maybe a little higher, we might be able to get something in the into the 1370s. But if we could get the market kind of pop up into those areas, I think those would be opportunities to kind of move inventory or either buy some downside price risk, because if things go good in South America, we're going to have a lot of beans around. And on the corn situation, the reason the corn market just won't go is that the trade kind of wants to argue with USDA's production number. A couple fronts, they think the yields are actually better than what USDA pumped out. And then there's some reason to believe that maybe the acres could grow a little bit. I'm more in the opinion that I think the acres are what they are, or maybe even come down a little bit. I can appreciate the argument that maybe some of the yields could be a little better, but the yield reports that I was hearing was coming out of the garden spot of the Corn Belt, and once you get outside of that garden spot, I think the yields weren't quite as plush as what we heard a lot in our listening audience anyway. Maybe production won't change much. The trade kind of thinks production numbers are going to go up on corn, and just the idea that they think that supply is growing is completely opposite of what it was here 5 years ago when we were under the environment that demand was growing and we needed larger production to meet that demand. Now we're kind of on the opposite side of that, where supply is growing faster than demand. And it's just real hard to get anything going to the upside.
Do you suppose, Dan, that the United States Department of Agriculture would adjust those numbers in December, or will it happen in the final report in January?
Well, I don't. They won't know anything more in December than they know today, unless they take a peek at the December 1 stocks numbers, and I don't think they're allowed to do that until they get into the January report.
Right.
The January report will have the December 1st stocks numbers, and then they'll use those numbers to kind of back into a yield, back into acres if they need to do any acreage adjustment or any yield adjustment, because they'll take what the supply is on December 1st. They'll subtract the September 1st supply out, and then they'll try to calculate how much we used in feed, and we know how much we used in ethanol, and we'll know how much we did on exports. And then they'll try to come up with a number of what we actually grew and what the yields were, and this is what the harvested acres were.
It's always fun. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Very well, Todd.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on the closing market report for this Thursday afternoon.